What can you tell me about the tourism branding effort?
This is a really exciting time for the tourism industry and for the state of Wisconsin because I have formulated a branding committee, a Secretary of Tourism formulated a branding committee to once and for all try to unearth the true brand of Wisconsin. And the reason that we're doing this is branding is such an important strategic business decision. And the Department of Tourism is one agency due to our charter, which is to market effectively and strategically the state of Wisconsin and drive traveler spending. And so to apply business practices or a business culture to our agency when we look at how we market Wisconsin just makes really good business sense.
And you're now in the process of setting up the branding effort. Can you tell me where tourism is in that road?
Yes, definitely. What we've done is we've formed a committee of marketing experts. And what we did is we really cast a wide net. And so instead of focusing on tourism insiders only, we have looked at a wider net of experts that include people from Harley-Davidson, people from the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, our Native American tourism partners, someone who represents an art museum. So a real diversity of people on the committee. Those experts, along with about 30 to 40 different steps that we'll take, we've done an online survey with our industry friends. We will conduct focus groups with Wisconsinites and then other markets outside of Wisconsin. In addition to that, we will have meetings with our tourism associations, our key tourism stakeholders. So this is an in-depth process that we're taking, and it's now underway.
I think the figures that I'd seen were that it's tourism in Wisconsin is a $13 billion industry with 200,000 jobs, and that jumped up, was it a $1 billion last year? Or?
And actually, Brian, it's 332,000 full-time jobs.
Wow.
So we're the third leading revenue-producing industry to the state's economy. And yes, you are right that in the fiscal year of 2005-2007, during that biennial period, I mean to say, there was an additional $3.5 million that went into marketing, and the return on that was an additional $1 billion with an increase of about 7% in full-time year-round jobs. So this is an industry that's really vital to the taxpayers and to the state's economy. And by identifying the brand, we'll just elevate that. Because clearly in the last decade, our industry has been really successful in driving the economy. Now as a business strategy in looking at this brand, it will hopefully, the intention is elevate it that much higher.
What will it cost to come up with a brand?
Actually, there's no additional cost that the Department of Tourism is spending on this because, again, with our agency being responsible for marketing Wisconsin, as we set out to look at how do we market, this is a part of the business strategy that we take in our approach.
How many words does a brand have?
There's the key difference, Brian, and really important to stress to your readers, and that is there's a difference between brand and slogan. And this exercise, we're not even touching and thinking about slogans at this point. So when you look at branding, what you're really looking at is what is the emotional difference that you or I see when we're making a decision on where we're going to travel. What really sets us apart. And so we hope to really get to the heart and soul of that. So branding is about what is it emotionally that visitors have connected with or expect to connect with? What kind of experience is it in Wisconsin that just sets us over the top compared to all other competition? Then what happens once you identify what that brand is, then you start to look at marketing tactics, communication strategies, and that's where then you look at your visuals, what kind of photography you're using, what kind of videography you may go after, what your words are that you choose, but that will come much later in this process.
How, is it a multi-year process?
No, I've set a really aggressive schedule to the committee and certainly hope that by the Governor's Conference on Tourism in March, that we would at least have some sense of what's starting to bubble up from, and it should be very clear with all the various steps that we're taking of focus groups, surveys with the industry, the experts providing their input, our associations providing input. And you know, one thing that will be, we have to know on the front end of this, this is also about the art of sacrifice. And what I mean by that is when you develop a brand for your business, for your industry, you can't be all things to all people. And so, and this is the challenge, you know, that we all recognize that we're faced with. But again, in the end, by making that sacrifice, our goal is we've done really well in tourism. How do we raise that? How do we elevate that? How the world sees Wisconsin?
Yeah, I would think that Harley riders might not necessarily be cross-country skiers, and snowmobilers might not be fly fishermen. So how you satisfy everybody?
Right.
I guess you can't.
That's right. And what happens with branding when we're successful in doing this is you actually then start to look at niche brands under that house brand, Brian. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about how you appeal to a snowmobiler different than a fly fisher person, mm-hmm. you know, two different things. However, what do they have in common? Is it culinary experiences in Wisconsin? Is it the friendly Wisconsin people? Is it the characters of Wisconsin? And is it the natural resources of Wisconsin? So that's how you, how we will begin to look at this branding process.
And then that would determine advertising campaigns as well, or influence them?
Yes. Yes. So once you know, once you identify what that brand platform is, then you start to look at your media relations campaign. You look at your advertising campaign, and you move from there. But that's several months out.
Are there any other states that do this especially well, that service models?
I think that there are several states that do it really well. You look at, and one of the things that we really hope to do is that this brand is so singular, and that it's so consumer-centric, so that it's not about urban versus rural. It's not about one segment of the industry over another segment, but that it's really driven by how the consumer sees Wisconsin, loves Wisconsin, wants to do business here, wants to vacation here, wants to go to school and stay here. That's what we're looking for. And we would hope then that our partner agencies like the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Agriculture may be very interested in building upon this as well. It's key that the hospitality industry do this first and foremost to keep building upon our industry. I may not have answered your question, so if I didn't, if you would just bring it back for me, I forgot.
Well, does Wisconsin have a brand now?
I think that if you and I discussed what is the brand, and if we were in a group with a group of people in a room together, we'd have such a mixed response. And I think your question was, is there someone who's doing it really well?
Right.
And if you look at, and that's how I got into talking about other state agencies, mm-hmm. because I think of Kentucky. Uh-huh. And I look at Kentucky, and they have a brand, and in their brand is used the slogan, Unbridled Spirit. And it works really well for all of their different agencies, commerce and resources and ag and that.
So if you were, put it in Wisconsin context, if you were a angler, a fisherman, or a snowmobiler, you could fit both of your passions.
Right, yes.
And don't they also, no, that's Virginia. Virginia's for lovers.
What do you think of that?
Well, you could love to fish, you could love to snowmobile, you
exactly.
could like to get away for a romantic weekend.
Exactly. I mean, it's so memorable, and when you look at Virginia is for lover, look at how long they've used it.
Right.
And how it does. That's a really good example of great branding. I Love New York would be another one. Whether it's meetings and conventions, I love to go to New York for meetings and convention, I love to go for theater, I love to go for great food, I love to go for the history, Ellis Island.
What, to look here in the Midwest, are there any states around here that do a good job?
I think that this is a great opportunity for Wisconsin to be the one that really, really nails it with branding.
I can't think of, when I think of branding for Minnesota, I think of 10,000 Lakes, Iowa, I think of corn.
And the interesting thing about 10,000 Lakes, we have 15,000.
Right. Yeah. In Michigan, I think of a declining auto industry. I mean, it's beautiful lakes and all that sort of stuff too, but there's nothing that jumps, I think, Chicago with Illinois. But it's funny, when I was a kid, I grew up in Iowa and went, and Wisconsin was always the place to go for vacations and fishing and cheese factories and things like that.
Yeah.
And so when I moved back here from being in California for 25 years, moving to Wisconsin, probably because of that branding, seemed like a cool thing. And then Madison made it all the better. So this will be done sometime in March, and then that will determine how the state will be marketed in the future?
Yes, that's right. So we need to go through this process first. And looking at trying to unveil that sometime in March, hopefully at the Governor's Conference on Tourism, if we are able to stay on schedule, and no reason at this point we can't. And then from there, we'll be able to start to work on those communication strategies, those marketing tactics, and start to weave in our findings into our messaging.
Wasn't there a campaign, the most recent campaign, that sort of touched on nostalgia, that coming to Wisconsin was how you remembered it as a kid, which kind of struck a chord with me.
Yes, our current campaign about great moments, our television campaign, which you are absolutely right, it's a good campaign because it is making that emotional connection to people where people are either reflecting back to their childhood and having such fond memories, they want to repeat it again or recreate it in a different way with different people. And so that is a very good, strong marketing strategy.
Will a slogan come out of this?
I think it's very likely it may. I think it's premature now, Brian, to even think about what it may be, because we need to, as I say, unearth that brand first. And I think it's very likely, very likely.
Do you think Wisconsin suffers a little bit from a brand of the cheesehead? Is that something you want to steer clear of?
I don't think we suffer. I don't think we suffer from some of our past campaigns and branding, America's Dairyland, cheeseheads. I think that's all part of our culture and what makes, which really makes Wisconsin so interesting, absolutely so interesting. So I don't think that's anything that we suffer from. It's who we are. Now the question is, how do we want the world to see us? how do we want the Midwest to see us, and how do we want to position ourselves so that when travelers are making decisions where they're going to go, that they choose Wisconsin. That's our assignment.
Will that be focused pretty much how people see us in the United States or abroad as well?
I think our first focus needs to be in the U.S. And just look at the diversity of culture in our own country and our opportunities to work through our own agencies on exports and things like that. And, of course, with the right brand, it can instantly be used globally.
Did you come up with a brand for what you did in your past jobs with your spa?
Always.
Did you see
a benefit
to that? From it?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And you know, it's interesting because Wisconsin Dells has been very successful at branding. And another couple of examples within our own state would be the Fox Cities has done a great job recently in branding as being such a strong shopping and retail area.
Uh-huh.
And Door County. Door County is doing a wonderful job in branding as well. And again, because of being asked to serve as Secretary of Tourism and with the marketing expertise to bring to the team here that has already done so well in the past decade. And in addition to that, the fact that our agency, our focus is to drive traveler spending through marketing. And so taking on this branding, really important branding exercise, and it's more than an exercise, you know, it's a process. Mm-hmm. So that we can really look at elevating what our tactics and our strategies are. Because in the end, it's all about making a stronger Wisconsin economy, driving more traveler spending. And when we do that, we're creating more full-time jobs, we're driving more to state taxes and to local taxes, helping municipalities. And you know, we have a program here called the Joint Effort Marketing Program, where we partner with communities and special events. Last year, we awarded $1.4 million in grants. Those communities collectively in the state generated $30 million in traveler spending. So as we elevate this brand, let's go for more.
Is there a downside at all to branding, or can you miss?
I've never seen, you know, where there is a downside to it. It's interesting because if you look at successful companies like Harley Davidson, you know, you might not even know what their slogan or tagline is, because it's about the promise you know you're getting from the product. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Coke as an example. Over the years, Coca-Cola, their theme lines, their marketing tactics, communication strategies, always changing, staying current with the times. But the one thing that's consistent is the taste. You know, that brand promise on the taste of Coca-Cola. And so while our advertising campaigns may ebb and flow over the years in creating this brand, it's the brand, though. It's the promise that we want to make sure that we deliver to our guests who are traveling.
Can you tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi, though?
I really can. Yeah.
I have a son who's 18, and I remember when he was 10 that he was shocked that I couldn't. And to me, Coke and Pepsi, I drink it, but it doesn't matter. So I sometimes when I look at the world of advertising and branding, it's sort of, It seems like they sort of have it or they don't. Can you think of any branding efforts that have flopped?
I'd have to give that some thought.
Didn't work, or is it usually? I mean, it seems like if you're trying to present the best effort, that it's a good a good process to do, even if you don't score 100, if you still score 80 or 90, it's
worth it.
Right.
Yeah, it is worth it. And I mean, if you again look at where we are today, a $30 billion industry, that's really good.
30 or 13?
Excuse me. 13
okay.
billion.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I got that confused
right.
with the 30 million increase in our grant investment last year. But a $13 billion industry. The investment, because that's what branding is. It's not an expense. It's an investment on how do you build on that $13 billion.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.